The sun was blazing. A small boat was riding at anchor in a mild sea. The Estrellita, with four persons aboard. Dick, Perry, a young Mexican, and Otto, a rich, middle-aged German.
"Please, again," said Otto, and Perry, strumming his guitar, sang in a husky, sweet voice a Smoky Mountains song. "In this world today, while we're living, some folks say the worst of us they can. But when we're dead and in our caskets, they always slip some lilies in our hand. Won't you give me flowers while I'm living?"
A week in Mexico City, and then he and Dick had driven south. Cuernavaca, Taxco, Acapulco. And it was in Acapulco, in a jukebox honky-tonk, that they had met the hairy-legged and hardy Otto. Dick had picked him up. But the gentleman, a vacationing Hamburg lawyer, already had a friend. A young native Acapulcan who called himself the Cowboy. "He proved to be a trustworthy person," Perry once said of the cowboy. "Mean as Judas, some ways. But oh man, a funny boy. A real fast jockey. Dick liked him too. We got on great." The cowboy found for the tattooed drifters a room in the house of an uncle, undertook to improve Perry's Spanish, and shared the benefits of his liaison with the holidaymaker from Hamburg, in whose company and at whose expense they drank and ate and bought women. The host seemed to think his pesos well spent, if only because he relished Dick's jokes. Each day, Otto hired the Estrellita, a deep-sea fishing craft, and the four friends went trolling along the coast. The cowboy skippered the boat. Otto sketched and fished. Perry baited hooks, daydreamed, sang, and sometimes fished. Dick did nothing, only moaned, complained of the motion, lay about sun-drugged and listless like a lizard at siesta. But Perry said, "This is finally it, the way it ought to be." Still, he knew that it couldn't continue, that it was, in fact, destined to stop that very day. The next day, Otto was returning to Germany, and Perry and Dick were driving back to Mexico City, at Dick's insistence. "Sure, baby," he'd said when they were debating the matter. "It's nice and all, with the sun on your back. But the dough's going, going, gone. And after we've sold the car, what have we got left?" The answer was that they had very little, for they had by now mostly disposed of the stuff acquired the day of the Kansas City check-passing spree. The camera, the cufflinks, the television sets. Also, they had sold, to a Mexico City policeman with whom Dick had got acquainted, a pair of binoculars and a gray Zenith portable radio. "What we'll do is, we'll go back to Mex, sell the car, and maybe I can get a garage job. Anyway, it's a better deal up there. Better opportunities. Christ, I sure could use some more of that Inez." Inez was a prostitute who had accosted Dick on the steps of the Palace of Fine Arts in Mexico City. The visit was part of a sightseeing tour taken to please Perry. She was 18, and Dick had promised to marry her. But he had also promised to marry Maria, a woman of 50 who was the widow of a very prominent Mexican banker. They had met in a bar, and the next morning she had paid him the equivalent of $7.